for he went away sad, for he had many possessions. How many of us can fall into this same category? This certain spiritual sadness when we become attached to the things of the world. What the Lord is asking of this young man in the gospel, he's asking of each one of us to be completely detached. Yes, of course, according to our state in life, but each one of us, regardless, is called to be detached from this world and attached to God alone, to sell everything and to follow Him. So we can ask ourselves, what are those things that are holding us down? What are those things that are keeping us from being perfect? And again, when we hear in the gospel about being perfect, it's not about being pristine or even sinless. That's part of it, of course. But the Greek word there is fulfilling the purpose for which the thing has been made. If you wish to fulfill your purpose, be detached from the world and be attached to me. And again, we each in our own lives have to figure out how to answer that call. There's no cookie cutter for that. But what are your possessions that are dragging you down, that are causing spiritual sadness in your life? You know, Saint Bernard, the great saint we have today, he lived around 1100. Noble birth, very, very prestigious, very well-to-do life. But he surrendered it all for the Lord. And not only that, when he knocked on the door of the monastery, he had about 25 or 30 people with him. His joy for the Lord was so contagious that everyone, all of his brothers, and eventually his dad and his sister, would enter into the religious life because of his attraction, because he was shining the light of the Lord through him, because he was detached from this world and attached to the Lord. He became that light shining that we're all called to be. Do you wish to be perfect? Are you willing to sell everything? Or will you too go away sad?